Galatians chapter 5. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 2. Walk according to the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you, that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ, Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hello, everyone. It has already become this hot. A person's mind is truly precise. It is much more precise than any machine in this world. However, there is something even more precise than our minds, and that is the Word of God. It has no flaws, is the truth itself, and does not change. The Word of God is the Word of eternal life. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, speaks like this: I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Based on this word, if we believe that we were crucified with Christ and believe that Christ is living in us now, if we truly believe this, we come to the conclusion that the Lord lives in us. We have become dead in Christ, and the Lord lives in our hearts and guides us in our lives on this earth. That is, our Lord personally took charge of all our sins, past sins, present sins, and even the sins we will commit in the future, and died on the cross. Our Lord took charge of all the sins of my and your entire lives, and died on the cross. And our Lord lives in our hearts, always guiding us to the things the Lord pleases and desires. Let us all read the word we read today, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, together. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Our Lord lives in us. He truly lives. Because the Lord lives in us, the Word declares that the Lord has completely eliminated all our sins. We believe in the Lord who lives in us. We believe in the Lord who, even before receiving the removal of sin, at the very moment of receiving it, and after receiving it, took charge of all our sins through baptism, died on the cross on our behalf, came back to life, and now lives in us. When we have this faith, our Lord has firmly saved us, so that we do not fall or have our faith extinguished due to the sins we commit out of weakness and shortcomings on this earth. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It is only the faith that believes our Lord loved us and eliminated all the sins of the world, all the sins of mine and yours. As Christians live on this earth, whether they want it or not, their shortcomings are revealed. So when they look at themselves, they are greatly discouraged and become bound by their weaknesses. How could a person like me save others when even my own faith is shaking? How can I preach the gospel and live for others when I am this lacking? When looking at themselves, people collapse greatly and tie themselves up tightly, just as Lazarus was bound with linen. They end up falling into such a state. But what does the Apostle Paul say? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. If we truly believe by faith through Jesus' baptism and the cross, that when Jesus Christ was baptized, all our sins passed over to Him, and that Jesus Christ truly died on the cross on our behalf, then we also died on the cross with Him, and now Christ lives in us. If the Lord truly lives in us, it means the Lord has already eliminated all the sins we commit while living on this earth. This is faith, and one who has this faith can preach God's gospel, live for souls, and become a worker of the gospel like the Apostle Paul. Therefore, Galatians chapter 5 speaks like this: For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. It was said that it is only faith working through love. If the Lord received your sins through baptism, took charge of them all, and died on the cross, you also died in that place. You have become a dead person. Also, if Christ resurrected again from death, we too have come back to life through the faith that believes in Jesus Christ. If the resurrected Lord is now inside my and your flesh, inside our hearts, we have become those who are freed from all the sins of this world, through the faith that believes in the love with which Jesus Christ saved us, everyone. Does what I am saying seem to be going in circles? Do you understand? Do you and I actually commit sins in this world, or do we not? Even among those who have received the removal of sin, is there anyone without shortcomings? There is no one. Everyone has shortcomings. When one looks at oneself, there are shortcomings. And when others look at oneself, I don't know if the shortcomings are more or less. But what is clear is not that others are important, but that when one looks at oneself, the things one truly lacks are not just one or two. Even so, it is not that things can change greatly in the future either. So one becomes greatly entangled and bound to oneself. Ah, it is certain that I have received the blotting out of sin. But when I look at my appearance, something is really not right. If I am in this shape, even after receiving the eradication of sin, if my appearance is like this, saying this, one gets blocked and bound. A thick fog rises, and one falls into doubt, agony, and chaos, becoming like the word in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Except for the darkness, the other two both apply. It becomes chaotic and empty. What is this about me? It is very strange. It is very awkward. Like that, one becomes bound to oneself. Therefore, if a Christian believes in Christ, believes in the Lord living in our hearts, and believes in the Lord who died on the cross and resurrected from death, it clearly means that the Lord has eliminated all our sins. If the Lord is alive, because the Lord came to this earth once, took charge of all the sins of the world, and died on the cross, the word that the Lord is alive is exactly the same as saying, He has eliminated all our sins. Thus, by believing in the living Lord, by believing in the Savior of love who eliminated all our sins and saved us, we receive salvation, are not bound to ourselves, and receive liberation in all areas to follow the Lord by faith. With this faith, when you engrave in your hearts that the Lord lives in your hearts, you clearly come to the conclusion that the Lord has eliminated all the sins of my and your entire lives. Therefore, by believing in the living Lord, by believing in the Lord of love who saved us, we receive liberation from ourselves. Our Lord is alive. Is the Lord alive in your hearts? He is alive. Then who died? You died. The Lord is alive, and you have completely become corpses. If only the Lord is alive, it is clear that we, who are saved by water and the Holy Spirit, have escaped from eternal sin and from all our own shortcomings, sins, and faults. Is it not so? If only the Lord is alive. If only the Lord who eliminated all our sins and saved us is alive. If we believe that, if we believe in that Lord, we have been saved from all our shortcomings. Thus, by believing in the Lord, we come to do the Lord's work. Today, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it is the one verse we read last. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the Lord is alive in our hearts, the desire of the Holy Spirit is like this. Namely, the heart wanting to do the Lord's work, the heart wanting to preach the gospel, the heart wanting to serve the Lord. This is the desire of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord is alive in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit of the Lord has come upon the heart of a person who has received the removal of sin, and that Holy Spirit is exactly what arouses this desire. When it arouses the heart that wants to serve the Lord, wants to love, wants to preach the gospel to souls, and wants to do the work of the gospel in various ways, it tells us to walk following the desire of the Holy Spirit. It means to walk following that desire aroused by the Holy Spirit, that desire for righteousness. Then, it means you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Everyone, therefore, we must believe that you yourselves died on the cross with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Now you must believe that you have been crucified on the cross, that it is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives inside you. You must believe that the Lord lives inside us. And you must believe that the Lord has eliminated all the sins of mine and yours. You must believe that our Lord has already eliminated all those things you still lack while living on this earth, all those shortcomings, faults, and sins. And now we live by faith. It is only faith working through love. We live by that faith believing in the Lord who saved us. Only that remains. Only that. Are we lacking as we live on this earth? We are lacking. When it comes to practical matters, everyone, are you not lacking? This is not someone else's story, nor a story of Christian doctrine, but exactly your own story. Whether you yourselves are lacking or not while living on this earth, that is it. It is not the story of the brother or sister next to you, but exactly your own story. We are lacking. And escaping from one's own shortcomings and sins is escaping only within the faith that believes in Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. You are escaping from all your own shortcomings, escaping by faith. Only when you receive salvation and escape from your own shortcomings by faith, does the heart wanting to do righteous things arise. You come to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit. You come to follow the desire of God. If you are bound to yourself, you cannot follow it. Therefore, it means you must not be bound to yourself. The word we read today, Galatians chapter 5, the entirety of Galatians is about this content. In the past, the Apostle Paul preached the gospel in the region of Galatia, but those saints became bound to themselves. How were they bound? Because they saw so many shortcomings. When looking at themselves, it was clear they believed with faith in God, and they believed in Jesus as their Savior. But still, seeing so many shortcomings when looking at themselves, the thought arose that they must receive circumcision, to finally confirm that they are God's people. Saying they would have firm faith in their hearts by believing in Jesus Christ and even receiving circumcision of the flesh, they volunteered for circumcision themselves. And because there were also people enticing them to receive circumcision, they eventually ended up receiving circumcision. At that, the Apostle Paul was absolutely outraged. It is understandable that his insides were turned upside down. What? You received salvation from the law, and you deserve to die in all those sins condemned by the law. But Christ took charge of all your sins, took charge of them all through baptism, died on the cross on your behalf, took charge of all your sins and died, and resurrected again from death to save you. And you received salvation by believing in that Jesus Christ. But are you trying to be bound again to that ritualistic part of the Old Testament? The Apostle Paul's insides were on the verge of being completely turned upside down, to the point that his voice changed. That his voice changed means that, having respected them as God's people in his heart, the thought now arose that they were not his people, but children of the devil. Now I absolutely cannot believe your faith. I doubt it. Even so, the Apostle Paul continues to exhort them. So he speaks here, that he who receives circumcision has the obligation to do the entire duty of the law, all the demands of the law. Those who want to return to the law and become righteous must keep the law 100%. Try doing it once. In Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything. It is only faith working through love. Since he saved us with water and blood by God's good love, we receive salvation by believing in Jesus Christ, believing in our hearts. There is nothing but that faith. So what need is there to have received external circumcision? And what need is there to not have received it? What does that matter? What need is there to perform the rituals of the law? The Apostle Paul was completely turned upside down. Thus, in Galatians, the Apostle Paul says this to the saints who looked at their own appearances and were bound to the weak appearances of the flesh. Since I have been crucified with Christ, did we not die with Christ? Do you really believe in Jesus? If you really believe in Jesus, if Jesus took charge of all your sins on your behalf and died, did we not die too? I died, and did you not die too? We died. We clearly died. Did we die with Christ, or did we not? We died. Now it is Christ who lives inside me. Since the Lord came back to life, resurrected from death, and came into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, and is alive, there is no need for you to be bound to the law, and no need to be bound to your own wrongdoings. You are already dead. In Christ, all sins have been completely blotted out. And in Christ, all your actions deserving of death, all those sins have been judged. They were judged together with Christ. You are saved ones. Therefore, do not be bound to your own weaknesses. Do not be bound. But faith, working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Do you really believe in the Lord? Do you really believe that the Lord is my Savior and yours? We believe. If you believe, do you believe that the Lord took charge of all your sins? We believe He took charge of them all. When He was baptized, were all your sins passed over to Him? We believe. Do you believe that Jesus Christ took charge of the sins of all people in the world, died on the cross, and resurrected? We believe. If so, there is nothing but that faith. Faith. Only faith is right before God, and that faith is what saves you, and that faith is what liberates you from all your shortcomings, and that faith is the faith praised before God. It is true faith, true faith. The Apostle Paul cried that out. If so, how about you and me today? You and I do not always follow the flesh while living in this world. Sometimes we follow the flesh, and sometimes we follow the Holy Spirit. But how about yourselves? When you follow the flesh, and your lacking parts are revealed, are you bound, or are you not bound? How long has it been since I received the removal of sin? Yet I am still like this. Oh my, really? Does one not condemn oneself? Does one not judge oneself? Does one not say, I am wrong for being like this? Everyone, while we live in this world, we go back and forth between two things. Daily, the work of the Spirit, the work of the flesh. Working in this realm, then crossing over to that realm to work. It is always like that. Of course, there are also people who steadily work in only one realm. A person who has fallen from faith works steadily in the fleshly realm and becomes completely unrelated to the Lord. But most go back and forth. Even so, are you trying to wash away the actual sins you commit every day right now with prayers of repentance? Like the saints of Galatia, among those who heard the gospel from Paul in the New Testament era, who tried to receive circumcision to make up for their shortcomings. Are you and I right now trying to wash away all our lacking sins with prayers of repentance? That is returning to the law again. That is not it. But faith working through love. We have obtained salvation through the faith that believes the Lord took charge of all our sins, died on the cross, and resurrected again. Everyone, are you trying to become a person without sin by praying prayers of repentance again? Before God, when your fleshly shortcomings are revealed, it is necessary to acknowledge that you were originally such a person. Acknowledging that, it is not that you became like that when you originally were not, but because you originally are like that, you acted as you originally would. Because the flesh is originally like that, you returned to the flesh. It is like that. It is not that you yourselves became such a person when you originally were not. It feels as if it is very unfair. Thinking, I am not originally like this, but I am this lacking right now. But when you look into it, that is exactly yourselves. And from the beginning, that is exactly myself. Therefore, by acknowledging oneself, and by believing that one died with Christ, and by believing that the Lord is alive inside you, and by believing that the Lord has eliminated all your sins, you receive salvation. And currently, you escape from all your shortcomings by faith. If you have become a new creation and have escaped from all shortcomings, if so, how must you live now? You must live following the desire of the Holy Spirit. This desire of the Holy Spirit, as I said, is God's desire. Does not the heart wanting to do God's work arise in us? The more we do God's work, the more we want to do it. Those who serve the Lord want to serve more. Those who serve the Lord with a certain talent find it hard at first, but gradually want to do it more and more. Those who evangelize also find it very difficult and awkward at first, but after doing it a little, the heart wanting to evangelize more arises. That is exactly the desire of the Holy Spirit. The desire of the Holy Spirit. We now only have to live following the desire of the Holy Spirit. We do not need to be bound because of our sins, because of our shortcomings. By faith, we have received salvation. But faith, working through love. We received salvation by faith. If so, what is the only thing left now? It is living following the desire of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing but this, everyone. Circumcision means performing the ritual of the law, cutting off the skin. If you cut off some skin of the body, do you become God's child? Do you become a righteous person? Try cutting off the skin as much as you want. Cut off your fingers, cut off your toes. Try cutting off all your ankles. You do not become a righteous person by that. Even if you throw your body into the fire, that soul does not become a righteous person. If so, how do you become a righteous person? By the faith, working through the love of Jesus Christ, by believing in that salvation where Jesus Christ saved us with water and the Holy Spirit, we become righteous people. If so, does a person who has become righteous have no shortcomings? No, shortcomings are still revealed. As we live, curse words may come out. When you meet a person who has caused you great harm, you are fed up and curse words burst out automatically. Never come again, you dirty bastard! Or if you run a store and gangster-like people come and extort money, what kind of heart would arise? Never come again, you dirty leech-like bastard! Such a heart surges up strongly. And looking at such a self, what kind of thought do you have? How can I be like this? How can bitter water and sweet water come out of one mouth? How can a righteous person be like this? Evil rising up inside your fleshly heart. These things are our fleshly heart. It is because we have the flesh. We became righteous people by believing in the Lord. We absolutely cannot become righteous people by our own original appearances. Therefore, we finally became righteous people because of Him who is righteous. Even after becoming righteous people by faith, we go back and forth. How is it when we go back and forth? It is agonizing. It is okay when we are on this side, but is it not agonizing when we cross over to that side? At such times, this kind of thought can arise. It would be more comfortable to receive the removal of sin through prayers of repentance. This seems to fit the principle better. How good would it be if, every time I commit a sin, I pray, Lord, please forgive me, and the sin completely disappears? It means the desire arises to return to the law again, to deeds again. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says, there is absolutely no need to do so. Since I have been crucified with Christ, how could a dead person come back to life and do such a thing? Our dying with Christ is also dying by faith. By believing that when Jesus was baptized, He took charge of all my sins and died on the cross on our behalf, we also died. And by believing that Jesus came back to life, we also came back to life. It means we receive salvation by faith. Therefore, it means we must acknowledge this fact. Whichever side you are on, you must acknowledge it. When you are on this side, O Lord, thank you. But by any chance, do you all go back and forth? We must clearly point out and move past this part. Do you really always live only in God's realm? Please speak. Brothers, are you really continuously carrying on only the spiritual life that the Lord is pleased with? No. If so, what is it that is not? Are there not times when you live not in God's realm, but in the world's realm, the fleshly realm? Are there not times when you live in the realm of sin? Therefore, the Apostle Paul spoke like this, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And the Apostle Paul continues to speak, to walk following the desire of the Holy Spirit. Because he says to walk following the desire of the Holy Spirit, you think there is some tremendous thing, but that is not it. The heart wanting to do the Lord's work and wanting to serve the Lord, such a heart arising inside your heart, that is exactly the desire of the Holy Spirit. The desire of the Holy Spirit, that is desire. It is the Holy Spirit's desire. The Holy Spirit arouses not from a big desire, but from a small desire. He arouses that small desire, wanting to live for God. It starts from there. Walk following the Holy Spirit. It means when a small desire arises, act according to that desire. It means to live like that. It means to follow it. It means to act. If you live like that, the Christian's life becomes an A+. It is a pass. Despite us going back and forth, because the Lord saved us, if we receive salvation by faith and follow the desire of the Holy Spirit by faith, our Christian life becomes a 100.1. He is speaking exactly of that. Everyone, therefore, you must shake off your own wrong thoughts. First, You must escape from your own wrong thoughts. Will this work for me? My state is not good enough. With my state like this, how can I live for others, live for the church, and live for the gospel? I cannot even control myself. However, a child who could not even clean a room does it well when he goes to the military. Even if your appearance is like that, our Lord knew it would be so and eliminated all the sins of the world. Knowing that you would commit sins in the future, He eliminated them all. If He had said He only took away middle sins or only took away original sin, He would have said so, but He said, "It is finished." He took them all away. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He left that very specifically as a document. This document is exactly the Bible, and that is why the Bible was left to us. Therefore, we are still righteous people. We still have no sin, everyone. Do you have sin or not? We do not. Everyone, because there is no sin, because we died with Christ and came back to life with Christ, because we believe, we have no sin. But faith, working through love. By faith we became God's children, and by faith we have no sin. Because we have no sin, by faith we want to do God's work. God's work. Therefore, from now on, you must hold on to the fact that there is no sin in your heart, and you must receive liberation from the bound parts. And even if you are lacking in the future, you must follow the desire of the Holy Spirit by faith. By faith. Even if we cannot always follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, just as a dog following its master deviates to pick up and eat poop, rummage through trash cans, and smell things, then returns to follow the master again, even while we go back and forth, we are the saved people who follow the Lord. The saved people. And now, as those who have received the removal of sin, as those without sin, as those without sin even if lacking, we must live following the desire of the Holy Spirit. Start from small things. If you follow as God arouses your heart, and even if He does not specially arouse your heart, if you faithfully handle the work the church has entrusted to you first, the Lord will arouse the desire to work more inside that heart. Wanting to serve like this, and wanting to serve like that, if it becomes like that, we become true Christians before God. These are words given to me and you. Did you understand well? Practically, people who are not born again do not understand well, even after hearing such truth. What is that saying? What useless talk is that? He is saying funny things. They can say such things. Everyone, God has given us freedom. He did not tie and bind us. He completely liberated the bound parts. He made us so that we follow the Lord by faith, by volunteering from the heart, follow the Lord with joy, and serve the Lord with joy. He saved us so that we are not bound by sin again, so that we are not bound by condemnation and judgment again. I will speak only about this part and finish. Just as people receive circumcision today, just as among those who heard the gospel from Paul in the New Testament era, they received circumcision to make up for their shortcomings, there are people in the present age who, even after believing in Jesus, try to receive the removal of sin by praying prayers of repentance when they commit a sin. Is that faith right? That faith is not truly believing the fact that one died with Christ, that one's sins were passed over when Jesus was baptized, and that Jesus died for us when Jesus died on the cross. If one truly believes, it means one does not try to wash away actual sins with prayers of repentance. Today, those who try to receive the elimination of sin through prayers of repentance every time they commit a sin, these people are those cut off from Christ, those distanced, and those under a curse and judgment. They are not those who truly believe in Jesus Christ. If one is a person who truly believes in Jesus Christ, even if lacking, one is rather a person who thanks God by faith. one must become a person who acknowledges oneself and rather gives thanks. You and I must live a life of faith, a religious life of believing in Jesus Christ by faith and giving thanks. We must not become those who are bound to themselves and die on their own. Wanting to go out into the world, wanting to buy and wear good clothes, and feeling your stomach turn inside out, that is originally how you are. You are originally such people. If it really does not work out, go out and at least buy and wear some clothes. What sin is there in buying and wearing clothes? Everyone, do not think that such an appearance of yourself, which appears because of the desires of the flesh, is your entirety. That is half of your appearance. The other half of your appearance is a person who wants to follow God's desire. Exactly, a righteous person. A righteous person. Even if you are lacking, you are still righteous people. Righteous people. Knowing that, clearly know your identity. Firmly believe that even if lacking, you are God's children saved by the gospel of the water and the Spirit, by the gospel of Jesus Christ, righteous people before God, saints, those who have obtained eternal life, God's workers of righteousness, such precious people, and that you are God's people. And I hope you live like that, following and praising the Lord. We must do so. Everyone, do you believe? It is such a word. Please go home and read the rest. Since I have provided all the answers, if you read it once, the questions will come out one by one. When the questions come out, since you already know the answers, you will understand, saying, "Ah, this is why he spoke like this." Practically, even now, this book of Galatians is continuously progressing, even now. To those who are not born again, this book of Galatians is extremely difficult. However, to those who are born again, you do not know how easy Galatians, Hebrews, and Leviticus are. At a glance, everything is seen, and it is an incredibly easy truth. But those who are not born again look at this and say, "What is this saying?" So theologians say this and that, saying there was a circumcision party in the Galatian church, and they were told to avoid that circumcision party, and the circumcision party was like this. But these are words spoken without even knowing. Whether it is the circumcision party or whatever, that is not what is important. We do not become righteous by external circumcision, but by faith working through love, the faith inside that heart. We become righteous, and by faith, we become God's children. That is exactly the part the Apostle Paul spoke of. Because our God the Father loved us, he sent his Son to this earth, gave baptism to that Son to pass over all sins, and had his Son be crucified and die in place of all our sins. That is exactly it. If we say we believe in that Jesus Christ, you and I are dead. When Jesus died, we died. And when Jesus came back to life, we also came back to life. Why is that? It is because God the Father loved us, gave his Son, and poured out all the judgment for our sins upon his Son. So we have received salvation by believing in Jesus Christ. Therefore, if we received salvation by faith, the issue is this heart, not any action. Action is not the issue. So even in this age now, there are especially many such people. Everyone, you have received the removal of sin, haven't you? You have become righteous, haven't you? But by any chance, whenever your shortcomings are revealed, doesn't this kind of heart just rise up? "God, please forgive me. I have committed a sin. Please wash it away." This kind of heart rises up, right? If you're not careful, it even comes out of your mouth, right? At that time, everyone, no matter how much you pray asking to wash it away, it does not work. That salvation that saved you by the water and the Spirit, that salvation accomplished 1900 years ago, because there is that salvation by which God and Jesus saved you, and because that word of truth is inside your heart, the sin committed currently is also eliminated. You have been saved from all those sins as well. It is like that. Everyone, do you believe? Still, we are righteous people. We were crucified together with Christ, and we come back to life. Even if we are lacking, we are God's children. We are righteous people. We are workers of righteousness. We just need to live like that, following the desire of the Holy Spirit. The desire of the Holy Spirit arises when doing the Lord's work. The desire of the Holy Spirit arises when we put down a little of living, following the desires of the flesh. Come out to that place where the desire of the Holy Spirit can arise. Listen to the Word and unite our hearts to do God's work together, even if we are lacking. Hearts wanting to do God's work arise. If you do not ignore those hearts, continuously follow those small hearts, and do it united together. Later, the tiny desire wanting to live for God, keeps growing bigger, and later, you do God's work even more. And without even realizing it, you become God's worker. I give thanks before the Lord who, even though we are lacking, places the Holy Spirit inside our hearts, and God also lives inside our hearts to become our Savior, and grants us such desires, such hearts, so that we can do blessed work. Truly by faith, I hope you live like that, following the desire of the Holy Spirit that arises inside your heart. I will conclude the message.